Hi guys, just a reminder that this podcast, as well as many of my online resources, is delivered freely. If you would like to help me get this message of healing out to millions of people around the world, please consider clicking on the donate button on my website, thecureforchronicpain.com. Thank you. Hello, my friends. How are you guys today? This is Nicole, and you have reached my podcast, The Cure for Chronic Pain, with me, Nicole Sachs. Welcome to it. Here we are, mid-April, moving right along through life, through these uncertain waters, and I hope that you are faring well. I'm up and down, but pretty good. You know, I do pretty well touching back into the moment. Anytime I need to, just remembering that I am bigger than this challenge I'm facing, or I'm bigger than this struggle, touching back into the moment and remembering who I am. So I hope the same for you. So today we're going to do some really powerful exercises around transforming our big feelings, our scary feelings, our uncomfortable feelings, our confusing feelings. So we're going to talk about that a lot. Some quick housekeeping notes. The world is starting to open up little by slowly, and I am planning for my first in-person retreat in over a year. It will be at the Omega Institute, August 1st through the 6th. It's going to be magical. I am not saying this to coerce you. I am saying this because if you look at the reviews and if you watch the video from 2019, it's just the kind of week that changes your life. It changed my life. It changed my life when I taught it for the first time. Just being in the space of the Omega Institute, where so many incredible masters have come. I mean, the Dalai Lama, Ram Dass, all the current spiritual teachers. It's a really amazing place to be. So I am so excited. If you want to come, please sign up quickly because there will be limited space due to Corona or due to, you know, whatever regulations. It's not going to be a closed campus. It's going to be free and open. I do believe you need to be vaccinated in order to go. Some people have said to me, oh, well, that's a bummer because I'm not sure about the vaccination. And I totally respect that. But I have nothing to do with the retreat center. And I do understand why a retreat center would want people vaccinated. But by August, certainly, if you choose to be vaccinated, you will have the opportunity to do so. So that's up to you. But it's going to be linked to my website. You can click on either the resources tab or the retreats tab at thecureforchronicpain.com. It's also going to be in my Instagram bio. So and if you're not on Instagram, please come follow me at that's my old handle, at Nicole Sachs LCSW, because I am putting out really hopefully helpful content every day on Instagram, and I love interacting with the community that we're building there. If an in-person retreat is not for you, the other opportunity to work with me in person is May 21st through the 23rd. I'm doing a global virtual retreat. People come from all over the world. This is our third one. It's incredible. My Omega instructors come to that retreat. Not all of them, but several of them will be there. And it's going to be a real, I make my virtual retreats as intimate as I can. So anyway, I know people hate long intros, so I'm trying to be quick. Just if you want to work with me directly, I get so many texts and emails and DMs and however you guys contact me saying, I just want to do the work with you. Believe it or not, these retreats are really the way to do the work with me since I'm not in private practice anymore. So please join me. All right. Do I have anything else to tell you? No, not really. I think we can move on. Can move on to the topic at hand. Okay, so the way this was inspired is I have a series on Instagram called I Am Evidence on IGTV. If you're interested, there's many, many episodes. Just click on my profile and you can get them. And sometimes I am so basically what happens is I'm inspired sometimes by a post I put out. People really respond to it, and then I do an IGTV video, which is only 10 minutes, and then I get response from that. So I was asked by many people, both in private DMs and on that thread, to do a whole podcast about transforming our big feelings, because I think it's really something that gets people stuck. When you are in the midst of a physical reaction that is representing a big feeling, and I guess the most obvious example of that is a panic attack representing fear. So a fear is the trigger, and then fear becomes meaning, and meaning becomes fear, and it cascades. And a panic attack, which is an incredibly physical experience, would be the personification of big feelings being represented in the body. And so what happened to me, and I'll just go over it a little bit again if you haven't seen the IGTV series video, is that I am going through my own personal melodrama here in the Nicole Sachs world. And I was lying in bed the other day and I started feeling real fear symptoms. So I was triggered by something I heard going on in my environment, and I started getting like a really rapid, thumpy heartbeat that I felt in my chest and in my throat. My mouth went dry. My throat felt like it was closing up. And I just felt like I couldn't get a deep breath. And it was the sensation of fear. Now, I am not a person that is susceptible to a full-blown panic attack. And the reason why, and there's no shame if you are, it's just I've been doing this work for a really long time. So my nervous system and I have such an intimate and understanding relationship that I would never cascade into a full-blown panic attack because I don't get afraid of the sensations. The sensations themselves don't attach to meaning for me, which is what this is where I want to go with you. This is what I want for you. Because human sensations that are triggered by emotional stimuli, like fear, are not dangerous. We are tempted to find them dangerous when we are scared and we're attaching meaning to the sensations, which is why people get panic attacks. Completely understandable. I totally get it. When I was young, before I understood this work, I used to feel them too. I don't think the word panic attack or the phrase panic attack was ubiquitous enough for me to understand that that's what I was having. But as a small child and growing up, I definitely had whatever we would call panic attacks and so many other physical symptoms that were placeholders for panic attacks. So I get it completely. It no longer is something I'm susceptible to because I am no longer attaching meaning to these sensations. So I'm laying in bed and I hear something going on and I start to feel these sensations of fear. Now, what's very important to know about fear is either your nervous system really saving your life, which is incredibly necessary when you're in a situation where your life is in danger, or fear is your nervous system mistakenly sending you a signal that it's time to save your own life. The most important thing about when we feel fear, the first thing we need to do is do that litmus test. Take inventory of the moment. What's really going on? So for example, if you are at 2 a.m. in your home and you hear a banging downstairs and you know that nobody is supposed to be in your house, that is not a time to meditate and do the practice that I'm talking about today. That's a time that you actually may be in danger. And of course, it's time to call 911, lock your door, climb out the window, whatever it takes to save yourself if there's an intruder in your home. So that's a situation where you are being triggered appropriately by your nervous system to take care of yourself. Similarly, if we're going to go into a chronic pain scenario, if you are running in a field and you step in a hole and you break your ankle, you're going to have intense pain shoot from your ankle up your leg. I've broken my ankle. I know how it feels. And the reason for pain in our mind-body system is your body has broken. It has triggered your brain and your nervous system a danger signal, and that danger signal causes a sensation called pain to alert your conscious mind that you need to stop doing what you're doing because you could hurt yourself further. So in this situation, obviously, it's time to stop running and attend to your ankle so you don't run on a broken ankle and further damage your body. That's why we have pain. That is the actual reason for physical pain, to alert us that it's time to take care of ourselves. Unfortunately, there are also many, many, many situations where the nervous system mistakenly feels that it's time to stop and take care of ourselves. Well, actually, let me rephrase that. The nervous system isn't making a mistake. The onslaught of modern day life is too much for the human sweet baby that we are. It is too much. It is too much, the amount of people, especially with the social media aspect of life, making us feel bad about ourselves or making us feel overwhelmed, or the actual physical life where we're out in the world and there's so much input and there's so much pressure and then there's so much self-induced pressure. So yeah, when the nervous system starts triggering things like migraine disorders or fibromyalgia or physical neck, back, shoulder, hip, knee, foot, whatever pain to slow us down, the nervous system and the brain are responding to a threat, but it's a more nuanced threat. It's more complicated for us to parse out how to help ourselves. It's not just about wrapping an ankle in a cast and making sure you stay still till the bone fuses again. So it's so important whenever we feel sensations, big sensations like fear, like sadness, which could also be called grief, like shame, like any self-reflection that makes us feel uncomfortable, the first thing that we need to do is pause. Utilize your pause button that you always have available to you. Press it down. Envision that 80s tape recorder with the pause button that stays down. So you have a minute now to assess the situation, to take your inventory and to say, am I really needing to do something in this moment to attend to the situation? So I'll give you, so fear is kind of an obvious one. You know, you can look around and say, is my life in danger or somebody I love's life in danger? Do I need to do something about that right now? You know, similar to the intruder in your home. Now let's say the feeling is shame. Okay, so that's a little bit more complicated one. You're having a major feeling of shame, which might feel in your body like a shutting down. You might feel a dread. Sometimes when I feel shame, it feels like a dread, like everything is wrong. And so I have to pause and I have to say, what's really going on here? Is everything really wrong? Now, shame is a situation in which we are usually being asked to do a bit of self-reflection. Now, I don't think shame is all that healthy of a feeling in terms of we don't want to hang around with it very long, but it's important to not just throw away the baby with the bathwater. What is shame trying to tell me? So I'll give you an example. If I am being selfish in my life, oftentimes I will feel shame. Now, selfishness is not inherently a bad word. Sometimes selfishness can transform into self-care. Sometimes it's selfishness can transform into boundaries. So it's so important to just not put any hard labels on anything, but just forgive me for using words because the only way I can communicate is words. So let's say I am feeling a pang of shame. And let's say my child, let's say my 13-year-old needs me. She really needs me. She's going through something and I'm really tired and I'm really spent. But if I am to pause and look at the situation from a bigger picture, she needs me more than I need to rest right now. Maybe. Let's just say in this scenario, maybe. So I might go into my room and close the door and feel like, oh, I can't do one more thing. And I might feel a pang of shame, a feeling of dread, a feeling of shutting down, a feeling of everything's wrong. Now, I could mistake that for maybe calling things like depression or fatigue, or I could pause and say, what's really going on here? Let me take an inventory of the situation. I'm feeling shame right now. I'm feeling like a bad person. What's going on? Let's be curious. Remember, guys, I always want you to replace a negative feeling like fear with curiosity. Not I'm scared and I'm shut down and I can't, but I wonder what's going on here. This is such a powerful replacement. I wonder what's going on here. So let's just say I did that and I could now have a bit of openness to take inventory. And what I could say is, Charlotte needs me. She is 13. She's going through a lot. I am tired and I am tempted to shut down. And this feeling of shame is inviting me to look at the situation in a bigger way and say, would I prefer to go to her? Would I prefer to get over myself for a moment and go to her? Because in the long run, it will make us both happier. It will make us both feel more connected, and I won't have to feel more of this shame later. Now, not every time will that be the right decision. So you really always have to take my advice or my reflections and make it right for you. This is not your life exactly, but it maybe will open up a little window into something in your own life. So many times in that situation, I say, no, I do want to go to her. And I can then move toward her. The shame goes away. The shame transforms, because the shame was there, similar to the fear with the intruder, similar to the pain of the broken ankle. The shame was there actually because it was a message I needed in that moment to help me understand that actually I, given the choice, since I did press the pause and I did take a better look at the situation, given the choice, I do want to go and attend to my child. So, and then that would lead always when I do this to a greater payoff later of our connection, of me feeling like I was a good mom, and of her lightness of her being. So this is something that is a delicate dance that we always are engaging in. So in terms of transforming big feelings, the real exercise that I want to talk about today is going to come when the big feeling is not something that you determine needs to be acted on in the moment. So in this scenario that we're beginning the podcast with me laying in bed, the trigger that was making me feel fear was more of a trigger into old stuff, a trigger into fear of the future. But in the moment, that trigger causing the thumping heartbeat and the dry mouth and the tight throat and the lack of a deep breath, that trigger was more of a perception of my nervous system that I needed to run for safety. And if we pause and if we get into this habit of pausing and being with ourselves, it's actually pretty easy to determine whether or not you are being triggered into real fight or flight, where you have to take action, or perceived fight or flight, where no action needs to be taken except for self-soothing. And this is a very important distinction, because it really helps us manage our feelings, and managing big feelings leads to less emotional repression because we're not overwhelmed, and less emotional repression leads to less chronic conditions that cause us discomfort and cause us depression and cause us anxiety. And this is such a magical way to transform your life. So in the moment, I'm feeling these physical feelings, okay? So these are physical sensations of fear. One might call them physical sensations of anxiety or physical sensations of panic. They are very physical. So as I always say, the sensations or the pain or the discomfort is never in your head. This is real physical stuff happening in your body. However, the solution is not to transform yourself physically. Right? So at the extreme of what was happening to me, if somebody were to cascade into a panic attack, they think they're having a heart attack. That's why so many people end up at the ER with panic attacks, or they find out later on after they've had their hearts checked out that it's a panic attack. Now, of course, if you really think you're having a heart attack, yes, you must go to the ER. You must. But if it happens once or twice and the doctors say, no, 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 you're just mistaken, this is a panic attack, then we're right back where we are today together. So what I did, and what I want to invite you to do, is I did that assessment. I came to the conclusion that I was not currently in danger. I put my hand solidly on my heart. My fingers spread. I'm doing it right now so I can explain it to you. My fingers spread, so I am taking up as much real estate as I can on my chest. And I'm pressing down kind of hard. I can really feel the connection, the physical connection between my intention and my body, my conscious intention that I am here with myself. I am solid. I am the parent that perhaps one does not get when they're young, who can really tune into them and really say, I see you. I see what's going on and I'm with you. I'm right here. So I feel that physical connection with myself. And wow, is it powerful. Even right now as I'm doing it, it's powerful. It really connects me to myself. And then I say, this is a moment of human fear. Now, the moment I say that, I depersonalize it. It's not Nicole and her panic and her perception and her, you know, messed up situation she's in. It's not that. It's, this is a moment of human fear. And every human, an animal too, when they're feeling fear, feels somewhat like this. This is a moment of human fear. Wow. Okay. So my hand is on my chest. I feel it. Sometimes you can double up both hands on the chest. Or maybe if you want, you can put your second hand on the place in your body where the sensation is happening. So maybe I would rest it gently on my throat for that closed throat. Maybe I would rest it on my face to connect with, you know, the symptoms of the mouth and the face, and maybe somewhere else on my chest for the shallowness of breath, whatever speaks to you. As long as it feels comforting yet firm, like a loving parent, not a gesture of panic, a gesture of comfort, and say, this is a moment of human fear. Wow, whew, I'm feeling it, man. Okay, well, let's see. I'm feeling a thumping heartbeat. Thump, thump, thump. I'm with it. Okay, I'm not resisting anything here, guys, which is the most important thing to understand. I'm not resisting anything. I'm just here with it. Thump, I feel it. Let's feel into it. Wow, let's ride the roller coaster of it. Up and down, thump and thump. I know this might sound a little silly, but it's really powerful because right now I'm diffusing the monkey mind of going all over the place with what's wrong with me or what's wrong with the situation or pre-grieving what might happen in my life or pre-living what happened in the past. I'm right here with myself. I'm in the moment and I'm saying, well, feel into that heartbeat. Wow, this is human fear. This is a real, it's almost hilarious. It's almost taking ourselves a little less seriously and stepping out and having a bit of a dialogue with ourselves and saying, wow, this is a really like solid example of human fear. How interesting. And I felt my heartbeat start to slow down. And then I felt into my mouth and I said, God, it's dry. It's tight. Feel that tightness. It's not going to kill me, you know. It's not going to take me out, you know. I can feel it. And as I started feeling into these feelings, take a deep breath. Let me see. Let me see how deep I can get it. No fear here. If it's shallow, it's shallow. Maybe half where I want it to be. Who cares? And I felt into it. And the entire situation transformed. And I found myself sitting there, just with myself. And here's the thing, guys. Where you might find yourself sitting after this experience still might not be exactly where you want to be. Because life is lifey. And sometimes it just happens that way. And sometimes we're going through stuff. And sometimes people we love are going through stuff. And sometimes life is uncertain. And always life is uncertain. And sometimes we feel like we have no control. And always we have no control. And the reality, this stuff is hard. It's heavy. It's big. It's okay. So if you find yourself after this exercise having transformed your fear in a place, well, shit, what now? Smile to yourself and say, here we are. This is a human life. And guys, I am talking to myself as much as I'm talking to you. I am right in it with you, always, 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 just trying my best to deal with what gets me. Because things get me. Things get me, but they don't own me. And they used to own me really hard. And that's what we're talking about here. That's why we're here together. It's all about transformation. It's all about realizing that you can get triggered, but you don't have to get caught. You don't have to get caught. You can be walking through the forest. You can step on the net and you can get your foot caught for a moment. And you can stop and you can look down at your foot in the net and smile and say, oh, there we are again. That one always, I always forget that one's on the ground when I walk past the spot. And you can gently get the net off your foot, untangle yourself, and walk on. And if in the past you've walked right into that thing and it scooped you up just like a movie and there you are, you know, hanging from the tree again, where am I? I'm here again. That's okay. We all have our process. We all are going to do it in whatever way we do it. But the reason I'm here, the reason I do all this, the Instagram, the podcast, the website, all the things, all the offerings, everything I do, is because what I want for you is to awaken. And I also want to apologize that I want you to awaken, because once you start waking up, it's really hard to go back to sleep. And that can be a bummer sometimes, because it really puts a lot of personal responsibility in your corner to say, the life you save is your own. This is your life. It's not your doctor's life or your parents' life or your boss's life or your kid's life. It's your life. Yours. And it's a magical, powerful moment when we realize that we do have more power than we realize to affect our physical and our emotional health. But it's also kind of a bummer, because wouldn't it be nicer to just take a pill and have it be better? Have a surgery and have it be better? Have a treatment or a procedure and have it be better? Give, you know, make your, have your parents make it better. Have your partner make, it would be nice, but it's never going to happen. Guys, it's never going to happen. And I'm not saying that any of those things can't make it easier, but it's not going to fix it. Fixing comes within each of us. It is an inside job, and it's really personal. And I'm going to promise you that once you get over the mourning period of knowing that this is something that you kind of can and must do for yourself, it's really a beautiful ride. You know, I'm going to tell you, my life has not been easy. My life has been hard. And a lot of times the hardest part of my life is having to make difficult decisions that I have to carry. I have to really do things that break my own heart sometimes in order to do what I know is right for myself and others. It's not easy. It can feel really like a heavy burden, but it's also sometimes the only way. And that kind of thing can bring me a lot of self-doubt and a lot of dread and a lot of heaviness. And then I say, but this is my life. It's the one I get. It's the one I get as Nicole Sachs, who has whatever divine connection I have into the energy of the universe to know the things I know, to say the things I say. I don't know how I come to some of this stuff, but it happens for me, and it's a beautiful privilege. So each of you has that. Okay. So whatever, however that translated for you, look at your life. You have this spark in you. You do. You have this magic in you. You are important to the people around you, and you should be important to yourself. And these are things, these are opportunities that we get through the awakening process, through the door of our pain, through the door of our anxiety, and perhaps even our panic, through the door of our fear and our grief and our shame and our meaning. We are being awakened to the opportunity to take back something that we thought we may have lost, or perhaps we never knew we had. And it is, it's something that regularly people write to me. So they may have heard me say something along the lines somewhere where I share, where I said, one day you'll say, thank God for the pain, or the whatever, fill in the blank. And many people, when they hear that, are like, F you. No, I won't. I will never say thank God for this bullshit. It's ruining my life. And then they write me 3 months, 6 months, a year later, whenever, and say, Nicole, I never thought I'd say it, but oh my God, thank God for the pain. My life is huge. My life is so big. My life is so open. My possibilities are endless. What the heck? How did I not know this? And it's because we need to wake up. I wasn't awake until I was awake. So what? So what? Here we are. Here we are together. So, you know, one thing that somebody else asked me in the Instagram conversations was, how do I know what I'm feeling? You know, because I obviously, in this example, I'm using fear, and I'm putting my hand to my chest and saying, this is an example of human fear. Well, let's say, for example, you know, your shame isn't as obvious to you, or your grief is complicated, or your anger feels like, you know, I'm not a person who gets angry, I just get sad. That used to be my line. You know, so it doesn't really matter. So let me make sure to clarify that putting your hand on your chest or on your body, connecting with yourself and saying, this is an example of human blank, whatever it is, that's the practice. But if you can't figure out what you're feeling, just say discomfort. Say unease. Say whatever. Say, you could even use your own words. This is an example of me not knowing what to do right now. Let's be with it. I don't know what to do. Hand to my heart. Tears in my eyes. Help me. I don't know what to do. Ask into your higher self. There is intuition in there. You will hear what you need to hear. But really, so I guess what I want to say is the biggest thing I want you to take away from this podcast is this is power you have. And this is a real actionable exercise that you can do anywhere. If you're at work and you're feeling it, go into the bathroom stall. It's all private. It's all quiet. It all happens within your mind. The biggest power here involves self-talk and breathing. You know, you can do that anywhere. You can do that in the midst of your crazy toddlers running around. You can do this for yourself, and you can find a ground underneath your feet that you did not know you had. So this is very empowering stuff. All right, guys. Well, I hope this helped you. It always helps me to be with you. It's really funny because obviously I'm not with you. I'm sitting alone in a room with a microphone and a computer. But when I'm here talking on this podcast, I feel so connected to all of you. Sometimes when I'm talking, I just close my eyes and I just picture all of you, just the sea of you. And knowing how many of you reach out to me and how many of you tell me your stories and how many of you make comments on my posts and talk among each other and on my Journal Speak page on Facebook and all of it. And I think we're all in it together. And you give me such strength and you give me such solace in my difficult, darker times. And I thank you for that. And I send you big love. And I know that you can do it. Whatever it is, we can do it, even when it stings. All right, my loves, this has been the podcast, The Cure for Chronic Pain. I am Nicole Sachs. And if you're enjoying it, I would really appreciate it if you could go over to iTunes and rate and review this podcast. It really helps people find it, and we all need it. All right, till next time. See you then. Bye-bye.